Hey, this is JP Nerman, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 118, Catch Them Doing Things Right. So when we think of giving feedback by asking questions, something we talk about extensively on this podcast, and just even last episode, we discussed some effective ways to do this. But when we think about asking questions as a form of feedback, our default response is to do this when they are not doing something right? When they're doing something wrong. Technically, or their behavior, like their energy, their attitude, their communication has dropped to this poor level, this unacceptable level. And I was just recently listening to the amazing Mark Bennett of PDS Coaching, and he made a fantastic point. He shared how questions shouldn't just be when things aren't going well or behaviors are poor, but when things do go well. And he shared an example of an incredible question to ask. What was different to make that more successful than the other times? What was different about what you just did to make that more successful than the other times? So this could be a stopping play and then turning to the team and asking them, you know, why were we successful that possession as opposed to the three possessions before that? You know, just that question there is helping them acknowledge the good that's been happening. Even just having them to self-evaluate their effort when it's good, not just self-evaluate their effort on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 to 5, or 1 to 10 when it's poor, but when it's good, right? So that moment of practice, you see the effort and communication is great, right? It's through the roof. And just asking, what's our effort on a scale of 1 to 5? You know, and typically I think early on people will be, give us about a 4, right? We're a little bit better, right? And helping them to acknowledge those moments that it actually is a 5. Based on the criteria of a great effort you've outlined as a team, you can be at a 5, right? That 5 is attainable in that practice. And then you can follow that up with asking, you know, well, why is it higher now than the last few practices? Why have we gotten this? What has happened to make this possible? And then how can we replicate that? How can we make this happen again next practice? And I think we need to do this probably more than we probably already do, right? We need to catch them doing things right and let them know that it's not just okay, but it's important to celebrate those breakthrough moments. More important than those moments of pointing out the unacceptable behaviors, right? That when their effort's poor or when they don't execute like we want them to execute, right? So we want to actually catch them doing things right more than we want to catch them doing things wrong. When we do that enough, every time the whistle blows, players won't be like, oh boy, what have we done now, right? That trigger is probably what happens to most of our players, right? We blow the whistle. It's like, oh, here we go. I got to figure out, you know, what I did wrong now. And so we can kind of retrain them by finding them and catching them doing things right. Now, if you want more on effective feedback, check out Coaching Culture Episode 63, Improving Your Feedback. Nate and I discuss some strategies around this, as well as just try listening to Mark Bennett of PDS Coaching. He's been on the Way of Champions podcast, which is a great podcast, as well as a Talent Equation podcast. He's been on there like 4 times, right? He's an incredible resource when it comes to these things. He's also a great follow on Twitter. Also, my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Coaching, is available for pre-order. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it today, but just going to be sharing a lot of those things with you about the book and from the book over the next few months. But in the meantime, all right, if you're already looking at it and interested in buying it or pre-ordering it, you can go to thriveonchallenge.com. Thanks for listening and have a good one.